The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $22 Shell gift card with a Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic purchase. Ends 3/14/21. Terms apply. Details at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is SA's number one podcast. Lynn Moleko is here. The Ghost Lady is here. I am here. The pool is here. You are here. Big shout out to all the chillers, our new chillers, old chillers, the OGs of the game. There's so many OGs that creep up, eh?
Which I don't understand.
I was doing an interview with a citizen, and the journalist was asking me questions. Was like an OG chiller. She's like, she started watching from Ankle Tap.
Oh, wow. That's the OGs. I thought you meant like OGs as in like in the game.
No. But yeah, there's a lot, eh? Like that started with us way back.
Ankle Tap was the first interview.
Were you the one who said I must redo another one?
Yeah.
Now that we have proper cameras.
Yes.
Oh, like, Ankle Tap. No.
He's here. Well, not him here, but like the camera angle is...
Yeah, it was...
Because we recorded it with his phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't see what was being recorded. We were just like, go for it.
And it's crazy. The most viewed episode on the podcast is the DJ Zintly one.
Uh-huh.
But I shot that with an iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but Kanyimba was coming for her.
For real?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I think Zoto's number three. I think the top three or top four, it's Zintle, Kanyimba.
Zoto.
Isn't it Dineo before Zoto?
Yeah.
And Nota can't be the number one viewed. We'll never hear the end of it. If he's the most viewed,
he's pushing though.
But he's far.
He's pushing.
He's passed a lot of celebs.
Yeah, he's pushing.
Dude, I realized that old age is catching up on me, eh?
What happened?
This week I just woke up and my back was sore. Like, I was paralyzed. What the fuck is going on?
What were you doing?
Nothing. That's the thing.
Yeah, ne, you
were
just
you
wake up.
Heavy furniture.
No, not even, bro. Hey, old age is creeping up, eh?
Oh, shame.
Come on, Len is sick. Ish. Ghost Lady, your eye. What's wrong with your eye?
It's, I have dry eye, so I know I just have to put drops, and I don't have the drops that I have to put.
So, I think my back is because of I'm carrying the whole podcast SA industry.
Oh, and there's also that. True.
It's a lot. It's too much.
Tough at the top, bro.
Oh, that's the top that you're talking about. Yeah? It's that heaviness.
When did you realize, well, fuck, I'm getting old?
I think it's the recovery after you go out, and it's like, you know, you go out today, and like if you're going to go out tonight, I know tomorrow I can't go out.
It's because it takes about 2 days.
Yes, you need to recover.
Yeah.
Whereas before, like I used to come back in the morning, sunrise, 7 a.m. from the club. You just sleep, you wake up, you're like, yo, Choma, what are we doing again tonight?
Yeah.
It's just that, like, it just happened normal.
While you're having a beer or a drink.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're already holding a Savannah, like, okay, Choma, where are we going next?
And you, Lagika?
20 years ago, I'm kidding. It's just the whole recovery thing.
I know,
think back. When there was a time I used to play soccer Monday to Friday. I don't have that energy anymore. And then play tennis there and then do that and then still go out. And remember back in our times where we'd go out, come back at like 5 in the morning and then at 7 wake up and go to work.
Yeah.
Also, another sign is when you're busy and you can't do 3 rounds anymore. 1 is enough.
Half a round, baby. Hey.
Half a round. How?
What am I trying to prove?
Half a round.
It's not the Olympics here. Yeah.
How? Mm-mm. So you don't get through the orgasm like Jay? How?
I speed it up.
Oh, okay. Hey. All right. So it's no more 20 minutes.
We are not auditioning now. Hey.
Oh, okay.
We are past that stage.
Just 1 minute, man.
Yeah, I'm not a Brahm Lord.
Dude, do you find, you know, like when you have WhatsApp, right? and you save someone's number, then they can see your status.
That's why I don't save people's numbers.
Dude, like I've been saving because a plumber came to fix something at the house. Ne?
Oh.
I saved his number.
Oh, wow.
And then I check he's been watching my status since. This fucking guy, I don't even know him.
Yep.
He wants to lay the pipe.
On you.
Ah, that's annoying, bro.
That's why I don't save numbers.
It does. There's the minute you
save a number, it's either number. You go to WhatsApp and make sure that you block them from seeing your status. That's another thing.
But how many contacts are you going to block? How many contacts are you going to block?
I have about 112 blocked.
Huh? Blocked?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
That's how serious I am.
Am I blocked? Because I never see your statuses.
Do I need to check?
I never see your... You're blocked.
Blocked.
You're right.
No, I haven't been posting because of the paranoia. Because now it's like, you know, I've gotten tired of blocking. So it's like, I get too conscious of... That's why I play on my Instagram. Because they... I literally have like 40 followers.
But then if say like, you know, these work WhatsApp groups, right? That you get into.
Yeah.
When you get to a position where your colleagues are now starting to check out your stories.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I don't save their numbers. Do not save. That's the thing.
But they are colleagues. Why aren't you saving their numbers? Because maybe I need to phone MacGyver because he needs to bring that report tomorrow.
I don't mind going through. I'll check you from your number on WhatsApp. If you're in a group, okay. Then I go back and write your number down.
Hey, you've got time, eh?
I've got time.
We need to give you something to do. Tavang, what do you need help with? She's got time.
Wow, what?
Yeah. That bit I don't like.
So does your boss watch your statuses?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Oh, you mean me?
Ha! Yo! You must block your boss.
He watches my statuses using my number.
No, I'm kidding, man.
Imagine that. Here's my own number looking at me. Well,
have you ever lost a license, bro?
Which TV license?
No. The car one.
You pay for those?
I owe them for my 8,000.
Eight?
Yeah.
Yes. TV license. Yes. Wow.
Because I took it when? Remember when I bought that huge ass TV?
Yes.
Yes. Like in 2010, 2011. Mm. I haven't paid it since.
Are you serious?
Yes. Why am I paying? But you're obviously not talking about a TV license.
Yeah, the car one, bro. I lost mine the other day. I can't find it. And like the admin of trying to get a new one is so much admin, bro. And it's packed. The testing station.
You know
what
right happened? Because right now, apparently, you actually have to apply online
for an appointment.
Yeah, for an appointment. Now, this is what happened with me. Mine expired last year. I was thinking that it expires this year. How I found out is during lockdown, when I had to go inside the bank, and obviously they said no, you have to present your ID, and then they said no, I can use my driver's license. So I gladly give them, and then they said no, it's expired. I'm like, huh? What? All right. That's how I found out that it was expired. Then ever since, I have been trying to get an appointment.
Yeah.
I check the days. You go on their online. I know this, their website, wherever you go to apply, it's always saying no slots.
Mm.
And then they say there's queues there at the testing station, which is, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like literally, I drive with an expired license. And literally, if I get stopped, I know what I'm going to tell the cops. Take me to prison.
easy, we'll bail you out.
Oh, thank you, boss.
Thank you, Mlungu.
Thank you, Trevor.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Oh, shit. I tried to register online, but I've got tickets that are outstanding that I must still pay for. Hey, bro.
Oh, snap. I actually got my first ticket.
You?
Yes.
He drives. I've never seen anyone who drives as slow like Len.
Oh.
Driving Miss Daisy.
I got my first because I didn't, apparently, well, it's obviously left up to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I did not stop at a stop sign.
Oh.
So the officer was like, you did not stop. So I wanted to argue with him, but I was in such a good mood. I was like, it's fine. Give me the ticket. Okay, I'll pay it.
Wow.
How much was it?
$250.
$250.
Oh.
Yeah, not bad.
Why do you drive so slow, bro? I've never understood that.
I don't know.
You could be late for the most important meeting of your life. He still won't
Drive fast.
No, press the accelerator.
But why are you late? Why are you late? If you've got a meeting at 8, why do you want to leave your house at 10 to 8?
So you've never rushed.
Like, and make Lent drive.
You've never been late for a meeting and you had to rush or something.
I'd rather be late.
For real?
You know, my favorite sticker in a taxi is, I would rather be late to a meeting than early at the moshwar. Kind of thing. So that sort of like stayed with me for the longest time. So if I'm late, I'm late. Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, true.
Guess, you got a point, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Hey, but it's infuriating when you're late and someone's driving 60. Imagine goes late.
I know. It's quite...
Why are you late?
I remember it happened once when we were shooting a Black Friday in Bram. We had to leave for Midrand and we were late. So the shoot was starting at 5. We left Midrand at like 10 to 5 and Len was there 60. I'm like, chief, people are waiting for us. Like, they'll wait.
But am I wrong to think like that?
That's why I say Len's 10 minutes. You have to times it by 4. So, yeah.
Am I the only one who gets pissed off by that? Or like...
No, even my girlfriend was annoyed with me when we went to Springs because she needed to go sort out her tire. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at the time and so I'm like, okay, the Tiger wheel closes at...
You couldn't change the tire?
It's a run flat. So it got damaged when she was at home. So she couldn't drive back to Midrand with it.
Oh, so she left it at home.
So she left it at home.
Oh.
Yes. I know how to change a tire. Trust
me.
I can do it with my eyes closed.
Hey,
I told you I changed the tire earlier in the year. Remember when I hit the pothole that almost wiped me off the face of the planet?
Oh, God, you almost died.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, for God.
So yeah. She was like, I'm like, why did you take 2 hours to get ready? We are late because of you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay.
Now can't want to leave Midrand at 11:30 thinking you're going to get to Springs at 12.
Yeah. Nice. Are you guys excited about Istanbul? It's back, eh? You know I love Istanbul.
Do you love it? What do you aspire to be? To have Istanbul?
Yeah, man. Hey.
How many?
How many wives?
Hmm. How many?
I think I can handle 3.
Is it?
Yeah. I think I can
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Of which nationality?
It doesn't matter, man.
Huh?
Doesn't matter. As long as there's chemistry.
Of which tribe, actually? Yes. Of which tribe? That's what
I'm not really specific about tribes and nationalities. As long as there's chemistry.
Fuck shit up and just put a white girl in between there.
The snow bunny?
Yeah.
You can't marry a snow bunny, boy. When you piss off, he's like, I'm going to tell my father. That time the father's the CEO of Eskom or some big company. He fucked.
There goes your light.
Load shedding all the way.
Snow bunny is poor. You can't piss off a snow bunny. You know, a black girl, they'll just tweet.
Or do a
and
story
then get
time.
A support like hashtag men are threads.
Yeah. snow bunnies. That's a different ball game,
not
bro.
About threads.
Yeah. I'll tell my father. That time, the father owns the whole of SA, bro. Mm. Like, imagine you date a snow bunny and the father's Rupert. You can't piss her off. You fucked.
True.
Yeah.
Go to Lesotho.
Have you had an Istembu in your family?
Mm-mm.
You've never had?
Mm-mm.
And you go slate?
Not me, but my husband is from? The father had more than one wife.
Yeah.
Or two wives.
Because the last person to have an Istembu in my family was my grandfather.
Oh,
he had 5 wives.
Oh.
But since then, no one has done it.
It's not as cheap as it used to be, chief.
Yes.
There's also an economic factor to it. Because I know some girl that I used to date back in the days was like, if you want to go that route, it's okay. Just make sure you buy me my own house.
Mm-hmm.
The other one must also have her own house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're good. And provide for us equally.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be here sharing resources here.
Okay.
No. Well, there's only one resource we're going to share. And that's about it.
Do you know anyone who's in Istanbul right now?
No.
Hey, Tuff. Eastern Cape, I'm sure there's plenty there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Never.
Good luck.
Never. Hey, we're not doing this.
There'll be an earthquake, Baba.
So it's a dying thing. No one does it anymore.
It's not as glamorous as, and also just the financial part. Also, it's not as glamorous as people think. Like at the end of the day, when you look at this, like even if you watch Isitim, you see these women are just not like living their happiest life.
Ah, they are ghost
no,
lady.
No, no, financially might look like that, but they just always look miserable and like they don't want to interact. And it's got this. Every time I see them all together, it looks uncomfortable.
Nah, I don't
they don't
get
look
that
like
vibe.
They are buddies. They are friends. Nah, what?
But how do you become friends with somebody that you know that has been made your equal, if I can put it like that? Because
but
I
if you have understanding,
I get it. As human beings, I think naturally there's a sense of I don't want to call it jealousy. There's a phrase I'm looking for. It doesn't want to come to me now. But one thing or no, I want selfishness. There we go. That's what I was looking for. And if you are in this tembu, you can't be selfish.
Yes. For me, it's like a threesome, I guess. Nick? It's like a threesome or a foursome. Can't they have that enjoyment, like how people want to be happy all together? But in this case, they all act like as if they don't sleep with the same men.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. But
it's an undercover, like we hate each other, but at the end of the day, we do sleep with the same men. So it's very contradicting.
Think of it this way. Do you think there would be peace if three guys were married to one woman?
Three guys were married to one woman.
I get it, it's tempo. Let's switch it up. I'm Queen Mang Mang and I want three husbands. Why not?
Obviously, the jealousy factor is going to come in.
But it works both ways, though. That's
true,
what I'm trying to say.
True.
Yeah. Hey, Baramura, yay! Kaba MMA, Smackdown. Every day.
Every
smackdown.
Night. Smackdown. Fighting
down.
Club.
Fight club. When they meet in the kitchen in the morning and the wife was sleeping with that one and when, yeah. Oh, he was sleeping alone.
But I've seen, I think it was American TV where there was actually men who were open that the wife would say, I have two husbands. And they were living in the house happily.
What?
I saw one
Big
show.
Brother?
No, it wasn't even Big Brother. No, like a while back. And there was it Sister Wives or something like that? And it looked like these women were, they wanted to portray this happiness. We stay together and we love each other.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere down the line, it just never works.
Mm.
I can understand you from a male perspective. You're just thinking this happiness, but the stress of trying to look at this guy. Who's this? What's Tembu? What's his name?
Musu. What's his name?
Musa.
Musak. Musa, yeah.
Yeah, he says something that guy. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy is constantly, every time, it's like he's trying to just blow out fires, you know?
And he's got a side chick now.
Yeah, it's brewing. I guess they're all angry.
He's got wives and a side chick.
Yeah.
So the way I view the whole thing, né, is in as much as human beings, we think we are the smartest animal in the world, we actually not. Because something as simple as stembu, like lions and wildebeests and whatever, they do it. There's like the male of, let me call it a tribe? What do you call them? Yeah, anyway, like squatty, sadi lions. There's the one
pride.
Male.
You mean a pride?
Pride.
Uh-huh.
There's one male who deals with all those females. Ne? Mm. And it works.
Yeah.
If MacGyver is another lion, he comes, he's like, I want to take over here.
Mm.
Smackdown, 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 smackdown. Whoever wins takes over.
Yeah. Mm.
And when those lions, some of them, yes, you'll get instances whereby they will have that whole thing and they will fight to the bloody end. Sometimes they fight. When this one sees, hey, I'm injured, one shy, man. You go, you heal, and you lick your wounds, and you're going to go find another pride to fight the male so that you become the alpha male of the pride.
And I'm ready to fight Major League. I want that hit list.
You want the hit list? So you're gunning for a hit list, not ready. For his team.
I'm ready. Smackdown. Kvatamali too.
Yo. Look at you.
But that's one of the, oh my gosh, it's Major League.
It's Major League.
I've got a theory, bro. Tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, Ghost Lady, because you're in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think side chicks actually save marriages.
How?
Do you get what I'm saying?
How?
In terms of like, you know, when you're with someone for such a long time, like you see them every day, to a point you get like over them, or you get annoyed by the small things that they do.
Mm.
And then fights come out of nowhere. You understand? But if you have a side chick, then when you guys are fighting, you can just go to the side chick, blow some steam off, and come back. And everything is good.
No, not everything is good when you come back. You're not done fighting. You just went to go get a quickie out or have a relationship on the side to so-called blow the steam. Yeah. But when you come back home, the problem is still there.
But what I'm trying to say is that if I'm dating you, an Echo's lady, mm-hmm. there's a point that comes where like, I don't, what's the word, man? Value you or like grateful or like...
I get what you mean.
You know what I mean? Because like, I see you every day. I get tired. But what?
But it's, and then you take advantage of the person, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you go outside, you get a young one.
Yeah.
Who's like... is the total opposite of your woman.
Okay.
And then you appreciate your woman even more.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I feel like when you once you do that, you must start also questioning yourself, for, okay, cool. Do I really want to be with this woman, with whatever it is that we're going through? Or do I want to go play for another team outside and then I'll come home and I'll be a better player? So loan myself.
Yeah, loan. Team. Yes, yes. Loan. Yeah, yeah.
And then come back and be in the starting lineup of your own marriage. No, just work on your shit and you'll be fine. Because you're just inviting more problems.
No, guys, I'm telling you, side chicks do more good than harm.
Where has it worked? Who are the people who are out there saying, us. Yeah, who's out there?
This I want to hear.
Or whether it's women or men saying, listen, but at the end of the day, it's always a secret. It's always a
secret.
If
they save, then would you disclose, or okay, one day,
No, you don't. But that's what I'm saying. They do more good than harm. Because when we're fighting and I don't disclose that, I go do my shit, come back. And when I come back, we're all good. Like, no. There's no time to be fighting.
You are fighting. And then it becomes a trend. She's like, oh, actually, every time we fight, this one leaves, comes back. And then
to a point that you'll constantly even be fighting for no reason. Just for getting an excuse.
You want to go see your...
How?
And
like, wow, okay.
No, man. Guys, you're missing my point.
I think...
We're not missing your point. We just don't agree with what you're saying.
You know what? Like Musam Seleg, this is what I respect. Men who come forward and just say, this is what I wanted. This is what I'm for. Is Tembu or having multiple women in my life? And if it's that, speak it, say it, and let it be known. You understand? Then there are people who hide, I want a relationship, but want to play. Because now a relationship is the ultimate test, or even marriage, is the ultimate test of maturity. It's where you have to display responsibility. It's where you have to say, if there was a problem, we sit here and we solve it. That's the practice every day or every... So you have these moments when it's good. One moment it's not nice. But guess what? We have to sit and talk about it until we are there to go, okay, we are good now. We have forgiven each other. Let's move on.
Or I can just blow some steam.
So essentially what you're saying...
With your right hand. Alone.
Essentially what you're saying is...
The bedroom.
A side chick is... playing preseason. You use it, or it's like a practice match. You use it so that you ready yourself for the main event.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. I was at the summit, ne? This one time, long, long ago. Way back in time. And I was
BC, before Corona.
And I was chatting to this prostitute, right? And she was telling me that most of the men, married men, mm-hmm. that come see her, mm-hmm. they actually don't have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
They just pay for that hour because they want someone to talk to. Yeah, uh-huh. To listen to.
Yeah.
And then they talk about their wife and their mm-hmm. marriage and what's going on. And then when they leave,
they're happier.
They're happier. So when they go back home, it's not like, fuck you, I hate you. They're like more zen.
Okay.
Like, baby, let's talk. What's wrong?
Then they should just go home and say, baby, just remove clothes. Let's have a conversation when you're naked.
Wear clear heels.
Yeah.
And that lingerie.
Have the pole in the bedroom, Yana, and like, let's sort out conversation.
Pole. Yeah.
You had a pole?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they should be social workers, these people, man. They technically are.
Yeah.
Social workers.
I'm telling you. So many marriages are what they are now because of prostitutes or side chicks, or whatever the case may be.
Sex workers. You have to be politically correct, Chief. Mm-hmm. Sex workers, barmen. Who else do people blow off steam to?
Mm.
Yeah, sex workers, barmen.
Uber drivers.
Mazibuko does not have time.
But if you're in the front seat, you know, you might
just...
You're counting money. You know, you're good at maths. You know, you might just have an opportunity. You know?
Yeah, those people are... They're therapists to a degree. Mm. Yeah, they will hear you out and give you sound advice. And
blow you if you want while they're giving the advice.
Who? The barman?
No, the sex workers.
Oh.
Some barmen too as well.
Mm. I don't know. Mm. What kind of bus do you go to?
My friend, you need to live.
A whole barman.
I have lived. I am living. But not that kind of life.
Yeah, you want to take some shots?
No, thanks. Back shots. Not about that life. No. Thank you.
Yeah, but I promise you, man. Side chicks make you appreciate your woman even more. Especially if they're fucked up. The problem is when...
How? Okay. Let's just analyze. Give me a scenario.
Okay. Have you ever been outside the country?
Yes.
Where have you been?
As far as Thailand. Swaziland.
Right, that's too... that's soft living, man.
What are you trying to get?
You're lucky. Where have you been outside the country?
I have been to Zim. Mm. I haven't been out of the continent.
Okay.
Mm. Yes, I've been to Zim. Okay, Lesotho is inside the country, so it doesn't count. I've been to... I love my peeps in Lesotho, man. I've been to Bots and Moz.
So the reason why I bring that up is because I've been to other African countries and it took me going to them to appreciate SA. I'm like, fuck, we got it good. Mm. You know what I mean? But I had to leave. Because we stay in SA all the time, we take it for granted. Because it becomes normal.
Yeah.
So when you're with your girl the whole entire time, and it becomes normal. Like, you don't even see a beauty anymore.
Mm.
But then it takes...
But that's why it's a whole mind work to remind yourself that, listen, the reason why I chose to be with this person, it's because... And it's a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. You choose, and therefore you stick...
it out.
Yeah.
I still say side chicks for presidents.
Ha. Huh. So would you be allowed to have a side chick in your relationship?
Oh, fuck no. Hell no.
So why would you even vouch? Look at you. Just me. There's a whole group of men who are like, yeah, I agree with Mekchi. And he knows very well he can't even do it.
Look, the thought is exciting. I'm not going to lie.
No. Of course, I can imagine.
But the practicality of it is why I'd be like, sharp. Like, the thought of it, if I was told on Wednesday and Thursday, go live your best life with whoever you live your best life with.
Who?
You, me.
Oh, okay.
Like, yes, if you were told on timetable Wednesday, Thursday, whatever you've got to do, go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mind fuck, eh?
Yeah.
That's a mind fuck. Hey, that was what happened to me before.
You're going to leave the house, get to your gate on some like...
Is this a trap?
If I leave, who's coming?
Mm.
Or if I leave, am I going to be followed? Actually, why am I being allowed to leave?
Yeah.
Now you start psychoanalyzing yourself.
That happened to me, bro. I kid you not. It was when when I met my woman and we were starting to date. But there was this other girl I was trying to smash. So my girl found out that, okay, this nigga wants to smash her. So she sits me down. She's like, yeah, listen, please go smash that girl. Get it over and done with so me and you can be great. I said to them like, oi! Oi! That's a trap, this one!
What did you end up doing?
I didn't smash! Because I'm like, nah, it's a trap.
Oh, shapaka.
See, you see, it's the thrill of her not knowing. That's what you're chasing.
You reckon?
Yes. It's the thrill of the person not knowing. But once they know, it's like, it's not that fun.
Till this day, I didn't smash. And I wish I had, because she was being serious.
Huh.
I thought she was kidding.
So you forfeited that.
So if that offer came again, would you do it?
Ah, no, not now. I'm very happy.
But what does it have to do with
happiness? A lot. It's got to do with a lot.
What exactly? What does that have to do with happiness? Yeah.
You just want to rock. Now.
How?
You just want to rock again.
You just want to rock. We're giving you an opportunity.
All right. I got a question for us here. All right. It's not a question. It's a comment. Luando says, not a question, but something which I think might be of value to the podcast. Please look into one of the chillers' ideas of dining with the podcast. I think this will be a great initiative and you might just get more numbers from a different audience. Keep up the good work, fam. When can we expect this episode? Didn't you speak about that last week?
That's why I'm sitting here. Was it a chiller who came up with this? Because I'm the one who said
it. Technically, you are a chiller as well. You subscribed, Dekker.
I can't remember. Let's go back to check. So, yeah. So, how is this going to roll out?
We just go to a chiller's house and broadcast from there.
And they cook for us.
Yeah, there's a guy, there's a chef who just finished his course and he said he's willing to.
So will they sign an NDA to not reveal the ghost lead?
Ah. Oh, shit. Or we can just leave you behind.
You can wear a paper bag.
I like to eat. Look at
the whole time.
No, I like food, guys.
Or we can ask, does Boo still have the Ballad Club?
Yeah,
we'll go borrow that.
And the whole overall.
But we're doing it, ne?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty dope idea.
All right, cool. Lerato says, hi, Mac G. A few episodes ago, you revealed to us that your liver is failing and you don't expect to live beyond 40 and have accepted it. This really broke my heart. You are so talented and losing you so soon would be a true tragedy. Are you on some sort of treatment to delay your condition? If not, have you considered it? I urge you to please get help ASAP. You still have so much to do. You're just getting started. Please do not throw in the towel. We are the chillers behind you. As if I have a choice. My liver's fucked. It's fucked.
No, you do have a choice.
Stop drinking.
And I don't know. I stand to be corrected. You know what I was told, ne, by someone, is that actually the liver.
You do what?
I sit like lead. I take lead's position. Okay. And that the liver is actually one of the organs that can repair. That can be repaired.
Mm.
Yes. So with proper.
What's the thing that you said I must take?
Yes, there's some medication. In fact, it was the person where you can get that medication from.
What does it do?
So it repairs the liver. And
so
I was telling
like
you about
tea
it.
Or a pill? Or
yes, there's a tea and then there's also tablets.
Hey, did you see Ghost Lady has the cure for corona this whole time? She hasn't been telling us.
Apparently.
It was just the tea that I bought, guys.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where did you get it?
I got it from someone who sells, it's like a corona, well, it's like a Vicks tea. That's what they call it.
Mm.
And also it has been helping people with corona.
Where do you get it?
I can give you the contact of the person.
Oh, so you buy it from an individual.
Yes, yeah.
So there's no cure.
It's not just a cure.
No,
yes.
Let's
yeah.
Not, let's not,
so
let's
whatever,
not get our stories crossed
yes.
Here.
Yes.
It's not a cure.
I'm going
it's
to call
it because
she said it will kill corona.
Yo, guys. Yeah. Hey, don't misinform people. Whoa.
It's just people who had drank it, who had drank the tea and who had corona and drank the tea, then they started feeling better, much better. Who had the symptoms and everything. So it like relieved a lot of, and over the period, over the past, since the month I've had it, every time I'm feeling fluish or if it, I've been making the whole family drink and even myself, like, oh, okay.
Sounding like beetroot and HIV back in the days.
Yeah, it's those kind of things.
Remember that story?
Yeah. But don't worry, Lerato. 5G is coming. I'll just control P and make a new liver. Print a new liver. Oh, Taban, give me yours, dog. You're still young, bro. You don't need it, bro. I need it more than you do.
So you've got a very nice phone that you can maybe download an app that can help you track your liver.
Oh,
I don't know because I saw you.
Yeah.
You're using a very bourgeois looking type of cell phone.
Yeah, no, I'm part of the Oppo family now. Become an official ambassador.
So it's an Oppo.
Yeah, it's an Oppo. They gave me this one.
Okay. Nice.
Now I see why these celebrities never.
So you're an influencer right now.
Well, I guess so.
Hmm.
Now I see why these celebrities never want to be relevant because they get free shit. It's dope. They got to hang on to the fame. I get it now.
Okay, boss.
Did you know Oppo?
No.
Is it?
No.
Ah, fuck, it's a dope company. Eh?
I've seen a couple of the mobile devices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what's really coming in now?
Remember that dinner I went to?
Yeah.
And I told you I signed an NDA. I couldn't talk about it. Yeah, well, now I can because there's only three people who have this phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's myself, I think DJ Sabi.
And the president.
I don't know who else. Okay. I forgot who the other person had it. But they will be on sale from the 7th of October.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So what was cool, because like, you know, normally when you do campaigns with brands, they're like, hey, please post this, two tweets a week, story time, blah, blah, blah. The cool thing about OP is that they are fucking chillers.
Oh.
Yeah. At the dinner, they couldn't stop talking about the podcast. Like, hey, watch this episode. What was going on in this episode? Say hi to the ghost lady, which is dope, man.
Oh, nice. You didn't say hi to me.
Well, I am now.
Okay.
In case you were wondering.
All right, here we go. Ropua says, a while back, Len once said that Beyonce is manufactured but never got a chance to elaborate. Can you please explain the statement?
What did I say?
You said Beyonce is manufactured.
Okay, I think what I meant by that, and that thought is gone. So now I have to go back to the filing. And
by the way, these are questions from our members because they were complaining we don't have any perks for them. So
okay,
we're answering members-only questions right now. Yeah.
So if you want your question answered, you must be a member and then your question will be answered.
Yeah, just press the join button next to subscribe and then you can become a member.
Okay.
The way her life is set up, where she performs, who she features, what she does, kind of thing. Like it's. I said the word manufactured because in everything that she does, it's done to perfection. Like you can hardly ever see Beyonce put a foot wrong. So that's where. So her as an entertainer, she's manufactured. She's chiseled in a way you don't perform.
She's very calculated. Places.
Yes. Mm. She won't just get into her plane like, I'm going to perform in Kenya. No. Something that is within her roadmap, her plan of Beyonce the brand will take her to Kenya. Like, Africa was popping.
With the blackest king.
With the blackest king. Because Black African designs and whatever. So everything was looking towards the African continent. It's like, it's cool to be African. I mean, Wakanda is a country in Africa.
Do you think we actually know the real Beyonce?
We know Beyonce the performer. We don't know the real one.
No,
because even in her interviews, you don't just ask her whatever you want to ask her.
Yeah, you have to send questions.
Yes. And then she will say, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this.
I think definitely we are. We don't.
Even if there was a documentary that had to be done about her life, it will not be.
She'll be the executive producer of it.
Yeah. It will not be a tell-all like
how. But she's ratchet though, eh? Have you seen?
Is she?
Yeah.
Where?
She's got a ratchet vibe. I think she comes from Houston, eh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Ratchet?
She's ratchet, I promise you. Like wana kukukasi.
How?
Yeah.
In the words of her husband, you can pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think so?
Whatever he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kid you not.
I just feel like, I guess, I wish I could still, I'd see more of Beyonce.
The real Beyonce.
Yeah.
With Rihanna, I think Rihanna is what you see is what you get.
Yes.
You can give a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She's just straight up. That's her. That's the really like.
She
that.
Needs to give us some music, man. How long has it been?
Yo, we've been.
She's busy making designing clothes and making moolah, bro.
Now we're stuck with what Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. I like Rihanna.
Nicki has also not brought anything.
Nicki. No, she's just been dropping, bro.
Nicki just had a baby.
She had a baby.
Yeah.
Shit.
Nicki Minaj. Can you believe?
With who?
Mr. Petty. With her guy. So she's married even.
So if you do like all this plastic surgery and you have a baby, how does the baby come out?
What do you mean?
Like, does it come out like...
But you can do a C-section, number one.
Yes.
Because your stomach is not made from plastic.
Mm. Yes.
Perhaps, maybe, I don't know. I stand to be corrected. Ghost lady.
I think what you're asking is that if you, like, with your plastic surgery, now, who would the baby look like? Yes. No, that's why plastic. The baby will look like... The baby will be original you. Because that's in your DNA. Your original you.
Oh, that explains Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Because when she was growing up, she didn't look like this.
No, definitely not.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, she was a zank. Did you see?
A zank.
She was a zank. Yo,
what a zank?
Grenade.
Oh.
Ha. Wow.
Facts. All right. Myself, Azania says, why you never encourage people to subscribe and like? Why so few adverts on. Sometimes I never see the adverts for a whole hour. I've seen 10-minute videos with 6 adverts from other YouTube channels.
No, our ads are a lot.
Yes.
There was one with 18 minutes.
I saw.
They are a lot.
Okay, I didn't even see the 18-minute one.
Yeah, there was one for 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
Yeah.
Like literally you'd be watching, guys. watching.
And it
hey,
kids.
Do you want a website?
Yo.
It's like, okay, cool. We get it now. We get it. And on the subscribe thing.
Yeah.
No, we do need subscribers. I wanna get the plague, man.
100K.
Road to 100K.
I can't wait. And we're just over 70 now.
And then you know what I think? When we get the plaque,
mm-hmm.
we must perhaps have a party.
I say we have a tour, a chiller tour.
Oh, wait, have a party where we invite chillers to come and take a picture with that plaque, because for us to get there, it's all because of them.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
That's what I say. It's like it must be like a tour. We must tour with the plaque. Yeah. Hey,
love yo. It.
I know. I agree.
You're smart, eh?
How? Sometimes. You found out that now.
Sometimes I try. And hopefully that happens before the end.
Hey, this thing comes with a song. I'm playing bed music now. 99.2 FM.
Podcast and chill. Look at you.
Wrong show.
Delete that patch, Tabang. Delete that part.
For my audition.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah. And
hopefully, I've got my fingers crossed. Like, chillers, tell.
Before December.
Tell your
friends, yes. Before
tell
December.
Tell your neighbor. Tell Bona. Let's get to 100K before December, please. Because it would be so dope to actually have the chillers come and take the plague pictures.
But aren't
us.
You planning for a party? End of this month?
Yeah, we're in Durban. We're in Durban. 24th of October.
Plague is a different story.
So imagine if we actually get 200K before Durban.
30K subscription.
You never know.
Yo, that's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
You never know.
Mabel Mensa says, who is your dream guest? That's someone who will make you feel like you can shut down everything after talking to them. This applies to Lynn and Ghost Lady too.
Ooh.
Astralella.
Ghost Lady.
Oh, but I don't do the interviews.
Yeah, but who would you like to see me do?
Whoa.
You like Ika?
Let me think about it. Go for it, Len.
The one person I would have really wanted to speak to, I've actually spoken to them.
Beyonce, guys. Beyonce!
It's a pity he's no more. The one person I would have loved to speak to is Kanakimang, the scientist guy, man.
Einstein.
He passed away a couple of years ago. The person who Kanakimang, they like making reference to him on the show with Sheldon. What do you call it? On Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Kana, what's the guy's name, man?
Must I Google for you? What must I search?
Smartest guy alive. Smart. Oh, well. Flip, what's his name, man?
Smartest guy alive.
Mm. Isaac Newton.
Mm-mm.
That's the electricity guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christopher Michael Langan.
Not him. The guy who spoke with he had a automated voice,
oh,
man.
Oh, the paralyzed, like he
yes,
had
he was on a wheelchair.
Yes.
He had a neuron, some
yeah,
sort of a neuron
disease.
Yes.
Yes.
Flip, man, what's his name?
So what must I say? Guy with neural disease.
Autoimmune guy.
Scientist.
Oh.
The name, like literally, it's ooh, like on the tip of my brain.
I know it too. Yeah, man, and the man passed away.
Flip. Flip, but yeah, him.
Okay. No Rose.
Mm-mm.
Ultimate scientist. Okay, let me say. Ultimate scientist.
Why does the name not want to come to me? Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Stephen Hawking.
You've spoken to him?
I would have loved. That's the dream conversation I would love to
have. And what kind of conversation would you have with him? What would be the...
For somebody who's that smart, I would literally want to speak to him about normal things. Like, I'm not going to ask him about quantum physics.
Mm.
And for him, having the autoimmune or the motor neuron thing and having lived his life regardless, like he lived his life to the fullest. I literally just want to pick his brain about normal shit and not about quantum physics or whatever. No, not science. Just normal chat. Because he's actually a funny guy from a couple of interviews that I've seen him do with. He did one with John Oliver, which was pretty dope. And there was one where he was speaking to the guys from The Big Bang Theory. And they had like a normal chat thing.
Yeah,
very nice guy.
What's the hype with The Big Bang Theory? I've never watched that thing.
You've never watched it?
Yeah, it's not my vibe.
Such a beautiful show.
Is it nice?
I don't watch it.
Yeah, it's not my vibe.
You didn't watch it?
I don't. No. I don't. I'm not into it. Like I've seen snippets.
I watched all the shows there.
Who's your guest, Ghost Lady? Give us your guest.
My guest. I told you guys, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Are you being for real?
Yeah, I would like Beyonce.
You're gonna have to send the questions before.
No, that's why I say I'd want just let's chill.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's just have a, like, let me know you.
Yeah.
She looks like if you had to chill and talk to her, she would be a very condescending person. I don't know. There's a vibe like that I pick up from her. I don't know.
All right. Your favorite.
And you? Forgot you.
It was Fat Joe, but I'm starting to lean towards Julius Malema.
So what are you going to speak to Julius
about?
So
if we get Julius, you're shutting down.
Shutting down what now?
No, do you remember the question? It was who's the ultimate guest?
Yeah, I think Julius.
After
man.
That, you
yeah,
shut down.
Yeah.
You go.
I think Julius, man. I'd love to do him.
Mm.
No homo.
Do you, bro?
All right, cool. Someone says, your famous question, Mac. When it's all said and done, what would you like to be remembered as? This goes to all of you, including Thabang. All right, let's start with Thabang.
No, let's start with Thabang. Thabang,
what about Twan Easy? What about Ink? Give him the mic there. Tell us, boy. What do you want to be remembered as?
Fuck, no, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, you know I don't like the mic, guys.
Yeah, but just tell us. They want to know. It's the chillers.
Do you remember how you started Thabang? And I don't like the mic. Let me take you to how you started.
Now you are better than us. You don't want the mic anymore.
Like, hey. Let me take you back.
We see you, bro.
Now that we're on Super Bears.
How? You know I don't like I don't like the mic, guys.
No comment.
Tell me, what you didn't remember this?
Don't try to answer, bro.
No, I just answer, dog. It's a simple question. Come on, now.
Let me think. Just as...
Dark skin... Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. Handsome.
Dark and lovely.
Yeah.
I would like to be remembered as... I'm a chiller.
Chiller slayer.
Come on.
Chiller slayer. Hey, you can't rock any chillers in Durban, please, bro.
I'm trying not to. No, I'm kidding.
Can neither deny nor confirm.
Damn, I feel like this question is like tell me more about yourself.
No, what do you want to be remembered as? It's simple, bro. As a camera guy who loved camera
and chillers.
Just want to be remembered as a good person. That's it. Just a good person.
No, but you're a good person, my friend.
Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You live your name.
Yeah,
you're a vibe and a half, Thabang.
And you, Ghost Lady.
A rapper, drug dealer.
You're starting.
Dancer.
The girl of many faces.
DJ.
Ghost Lady.
And I did all of that. All the things you've mentioned.
Estate agent. So I must just pick one.
Yeah.
The girl of many faces.
Yeah.
But who has not seen. Eh?
Yeah.
That's
what you're going to be remembered as.
Yeah, but just that I was very content and I'm very blessed. Yeah. Was content and very blessed and just, I think so far. Yeah.
And you, like you?
Me?
Mm.
I want to be remembered as somebody who always wanted people to have fun.
Boy, we've had fun. Yeah, no, I've had fun. I've had my fish.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you?
Me?
Yeah.
I want to be remembered as a beacon of hope. If you think life is tough, go to episode one of this podcast.
You want to be in a president speech one day.
And then look at our episode now. And just remember, it's possible. Black child, you can do it.
Wow. But actually, that's actually a very, that's dope.
Yeah.
You're the face of a rest, but
rest.
Rest. Because it's possible. It's okay to rest.
Wow. Hey, we need that line. Rest, my mate. Rest. All right, in closing, what do you want to say, Lakika? We are here, man. What do you want to say? Anything on your mind? What's going on?
What's on my mind? I don't know. Oh, did you see Trump has corona?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a...
I think it's a PR stunt.
Yeah, it's a PR stunt because he still flames at the debate.
That thing was a mess.
It was a mess, dude.
Like, I was...
I loved it. It was entertaining. Yo.
You know, because I was...
What are you, clown?
Shut up. I was... And I had to sleep because, like, I was all feverish and whatever, seeing flames. And I woke up to watch it because... I was like, why did I bother? Why? I could have been sleeping right now. Why did I bother? That thing was a mess. Mm. It was a presidential mess.
It's good TV though, bro. It was good TV.
No, for sure. Mm.
Didn't you not at some point say he was joking? Like, or from a statement, Trump. Like someone raised them. Like, it was just like, yo, this guy.
I can't put it past
you. You know what would be interesting? If Trevor Noah was actually the facilitator of those kind of presidential debates.
Yeah, because that guy was seeing flames, eh?
He's been doing them. I think he must rest now.
Rest.
Yeah. If it would be very interesting if Trevor.
Oh, I saw your nigga Peter Mseman.
Oh yeah.
He was like a superstar there in Egypt.
He's a demigod in Egypt, dog. He's as important as the pyramids in Egypt. That's how much respect they've got for him.
Ah, but he deserves it, dog.
It's what is it? Is it
Al-Akhli?
Al-Akhli.
Not Allah.
Al-Akhli. Yes.
Is he the greatest export we've had in the country in terms of coaching?
He's the only
one. He's the only one, actually.
Because which other...
Look, who else?
Al-Akhli is called... It's called the African team of the century. They are
because all of their players play for the national team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Al-Akhli is... It's got that stature, Yabo, Real Madrid, Barcelona. That's how big they are.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's a big...
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. And for a boy from Soweto to be given that job, because this is... It's a big deal.
Mm. Next is Old Trafford. He must go take Ollie's job there.
And why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
I think he's good enough. And the thing about him is he believes in his ability and it's not arrogance or it's not bragging if you can back it up.
Yeah.
He's shown.
Ghost Lady, what do you want to say in closing?
Oh. Yeah. Are we closing, Vel? Vel?
Yeah, we are. It's an hour now.
Okay.
Almost.
Did you watch anything on YouTube? I was waiting for a documentary.
Oh, no. I was sick again.
Oh.
So I didn't
I'm catching up on Power. Oof. It's nice, eh?
Watch the...
Power.
Power?
Yeah, there's a new season.
The new season,
eh? Yeah.
For the kids now.
Yeah, for...
Power Rangers.
No. No, I mean like Ghost Kids.
Yeah.
Like I said, the continuation. Yeah.
Oh, snap. You know what I need to watch? I just don't know when it's going to be available. So, you know ESPN's 30 for 30s, right?
Mm.
They've done one with Oscar Pistorius.
What?
Yes.
Damn. Like him in jail or like...
From the whole thing. So, so the way ESPN does those documentaries, they literally go... From when you started, when things went wrong. And I think they do interview him while he's in jail as well.
Oh, wow.
So they literally go the whole shebang. It looks, when I saw the trailer, it looked hell of a dope.
Mm.
So that's what I need to catch up on. And the playbook as well. That's pretty dope.
All right.
Cool. The playbook.
Netflix. Yes, the playbook.
I watched this other documentary. Some murderer who murdered his wife and children. So upset.
Another one.
I was disturbed this morning when I watched it. Like,
all right, cool, man. We are here. This has been podcast.
Before we
chill.
Go, are we ever gonna go? I'm just curious because I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know. Are we ever gonna go below level one, or are we over levels? Like, we are cool now.
I think we're over levels.
Okay.
How so?
Like, we are still on some sort of a lockdown.
Yeah, we're still on a lockdown. I think, but after it's when we're cleared, like, we're no more under a lockdown. That would be the below level one.
Because I get it now, people can travel to other countries and people from other countries can come into the country.
So we can even travel for leisure around Africa. We're clear for Africa, ne?
I just found that, I was just curious as to, like, levels, a thing. Are we... Oh, yeah, but we still have a curfew, so...
Market 12th.
All right, I'm excited. 24th October, Durban. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Can't wait.
So, details?
So, what's going to happen is that because of levels,
yes,
COVID restrictions,
yes, mm-hmm,
we can only take out 100 tickets. So we're going to put the link on the description below. We've got 100 seats for the party on the 24th of October in Durban, and it's literally first come, first serve. So whoever buys the tickets, the first 100 people, we shall see them there. And then also we're looking for DJs, eh?
DJs
from KZN, because I don't know any DJs from there.
Oh, okay.
Dira?
Nah, I'm not that close with
them. Oh, okay.
I know Skokosam.
Okay.
Oh. Sure, Skok. It's not our band. Okay. Hey, Skok.
But she's close with Dira. So maybe she can.
Let's give
the chillers
a chance in Durban.
In Durban.
Yeah. So if you're definitely a DJ and you're a chiller in Durban, you want to come through, bless us with a set on the 24th of October, just drop us a WhatsApp. Yeah, I'll put the link and then reserve your seats to anybody else that wants to come and join us. But I'm excited. First time, first chillers ever in Durban.
Yeah.
That'll be dope. And I think
H1 is booked. Accommodation is booked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we...
Yeah.
So see right.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Vugilo Malamba.
Yay! Jeez. Yay! See, I'd like a boss.
We're gonna open this shit.
Yes.
And then a lot of people, Lynn was telling me, a lot of people like don't know that the Monday episode, yes, we drop it at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. on YouTube. But on Monday morning, because a lot of people still like the morning routine, yeah, it's up on Spotify and iTunes.
And iTunes.
Oh,
and
Spotify.
So Monday morning at like 8, 9. It's up on iTunes, Spotify.
Oh,
you can listen
sweet
to it. And then you can watch it from 3 p.m. on YouTube.
Oh.
And then obviously Superbets, Monday, Friday, 10:30.
You know what I'm curious of? Chillers who've actually gone out and bought that OpenView decoder.
Yeah.
Just to watch.
Yeah.
Like, if there's chillers out there, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who've actually just went out to buy a whole OpenView decoder just to check us out.
And we'll send you a shirt just to say thanks.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, sweet. That's nice. Add that on top of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oppo will pay for the shirts. Mm.
My spot.
Wow.
What you doing?
Designing my new 2021 Nissan Kicks online in the Kicks Color Studio. I give each a special name. This one's electric blue, orange, red, white. I call it the gumball machine. You think it's me?
I feel like you're more of a red velvet guy.
Limitless possibilities. With over 100 million available color combinations and Bose Personal Plus system in the boldly new 2021 Nissan Kicks. Bose is the registered trademark of the Bose Corporation. Color combinations include interior and exterior colors. Customization is an available feature subject to availability at participating Nissan dealers. See dealer for details.